Now, at this time of year, with the changeable weather we're experiencing, it's more important than ever that we feed our wild birds. A couple of weeks ago, we heard from those delightful fifth-class students in Powerstown Educate Together National School on what they've been doing to help with the wildlife in and around their school in West Dublin. Niamh Nielinchy, from the most picturesque of villages, Julianstown in County Meath, has been on to tell us about how she feeds the birds in her garden. But somewhat unusually, she has feeding stations in both her front and back gardens. And more interestingly, she has different species of birds coming to both stations, yet they're only separated by the width of a house. Curious to find out more, Terry Flanagan went off to the Royal County to meet with Niamh.
Terry, this is one of my feeding stations here.
This is the back garden we're looking out at now.
It is indeed, and there's a beautiful holly tree here.
Yes, and in berry too at the moment.
And in berry, yes. I have the birds well trained. They won't eat them till later on. In this part of the garden, right, I have a lovely cage, and then I have several feeders hanging out of it.
And also feeders inside in the cage.
Inside. Now, that's to stop the bigger birds from taking all the food.
Right.
But the starlings can manage to get into that cage.
Well, I'm looking out there now at the moment and I can see a number of different birds, not just birds, but species. I'm looking, first of all, that little dunnock on the ground there. He doesn't go anywhere near the table, surely.
No, he stays on the ground the whole time. And a very solitary bird.
And the blackbirds I see there feeding off the apples
That's
on the ground.
That's right, yeah.
But mostly what I'm looking at are the tits. There's a lovely little coal tit there. Do you see him just? He's after flying off just this second. And another one's coming down to take his place.
And look, there's the little robin.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he's on the ground.
Yeah. And then there are an amazing amount of sparrows.
Right.
We have the odd chaffinch coming in, and we have the great tit is there as well. The odd blue tits. Not so many blue tits this year.
Right.
And the same, normally at this time of the year, you'd have loads of missel thrushes coming in, but haven't seen any so far this year.
So what you're getting really is a great variety of birds. Not only are you getting great numbers, but there's a robin actually at the feeder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have robins feeding at the feeder in my garden at all. They will only feed on the ground.
Really?
Yeah. They only just take everything that falls. Like, to see that, I'm sorry I didn't get a photo of that, because I seldom see that.
Yeah.
Do they feed off the feeder here a lot?
They feed off the feeder, and they actually go into the cage as well.
Okay.
And you have one on either side of the cage.
And I see here, just coming up beside us, three very, very large birds on the ground. Tell us about these.
Well, Rupert is the rooster. And then we have the Andalusian, which is called Andalusia, and Chickadee. And poor Chickadee has gone into pin feathers. And when a hen is about over a little year old, it loses all its feathers and then it regrows them again. And they're actually thicker when they come back again.
So you also have three hens in the garden.
Yes.
Amazing. Do they feed off the seed?
They do. They get the leftovers.
And tell me this, do you get any sparrowhawks in the garden?
The occasional sparrowhawk comes in.
The only reason
in,
I'm
yeah,
thinking of that is yeah, because you do. Have such yeah. a wide variety of birds yeah. and such great numbers that, and it, there looks like a nice kind of fly through here that he could just
there
come
is,
in.
Yeah, they come down the driveway and turn right past the holly tree, and unfortunately they've been killing a lot of the collared dove.
Yeah, they're a bit slow, really.
Yeah, they're a bit slow. Yeah.
So this is your back garden, feeding lots of different birds, but you also have feeders. In the front garden?
Yes,
okay,
that's
let's
right,
go and have
yeah.
a little look at that.
Okay.
Because most people would only feed either in one garden, the back garden or the front garden. But you're feeding in both gardens. So we're here now at the front door. We're just looking out. And yes, I can see the feeders and I can see about 15 birds here. And they're all goldfinches.
They're all goldfinches. Yeah, we have started off, there were about six there a few years ago. And it has just steadily built up. I got one feeder and I have three feeders now, and some of them are two-story feeders, and you could get four birds at a time on it.
Right, and I notice it's all Niger seeds you're feeding here.
It's only Niger seeds, yeah, because that's what the goldfinch feed on, and when you have a mixture of birds I find that they start fighting.
Yeah,
now, not that the goldfinch can fight.
I'm just looking at them. They're beautiful. The colours are stunning at this time of the year.
They are, yeah.
Yeah.
But one morning, I didn't put out the feed for the birds till about 11 o'clock.
Right.
And I thought max that I had about 24 goldfinches coming in. But that morning, right, looking up at the tree, there's a big beech tree.
Yeah, behind me here.
And they all wait up there. Yeah. And there were 50 of them up on the beech tree.
And all of them goldfinches?
All of them goldfinches.
It just goes to show that we really don't have an idea as to their numbers. You'd want to catch each of them and tag each of them individually just to get an idea of the numbers.
Yeah, you really would.
And it just goes to show the importance of feeding. Mm. And once you start feeding in the winter time, that you really need to keep it up.
Yeah. Now, as well as that, we have the odd greenfinch coming in here as well.
I saw one there earlier on, just one.
Yeah, just one. And last year we had quite a lot of redpoll in, but there hasn't been any this year.
Yeah, I find that in my garden too, that certain years you get certain varieties of birds. If I go back 10 years ago, we would have had 15, 20 blue tits in the garden at a time. Now, this winter, I've only actually seen three since Christmas time.
Yeah.
What we tend to get are quite a lot of house sparrows. Now, I know that's good because their numbers have dropped
their
as well.
Their numbers have dropped.
Do you get
too,
many house sparrows here?
In the back garden.
Yes,
we get a lot of them, yeah.
So here in the front garden, is it all just goldfinches with the odd greenfinch? Is that
it? Yes, that's it, yeah.
That's amazing.
That's it.
And yet there's only, 15 metres between them?
Yeah.
There's no crossover?
There's no crossover at all.
Yeah. And I look, you've quite a lot of trees here in the front garden. And you know what I'm amazed at too? Is the amount of lichens, which tells me that the air is very, very clean here. Yet we're on the main road. We can hear the traffic behind us.
I know. We've 23,000 vehicles passing by the door every day.
23,000 vehicles. Wow, that's a huge number. But it doesn't seem to be affecting the birds in any way.
No, maybe the Leylandis are blocking all the fumes from coming in.
Well, if they are, they're doing a good job.
Not a tree I like.
I see you have a Cotone Aster tree down here as well.
Yeah.
Too. Loads of berries on it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The birds are not taking those, no?
No, they don't seem to like those at all.
Right.
Like, it's like I have two Hypernicum bushes out the back. I think one might be a male and one is a female. The bees will only go for one. So maybe it's something like that with the birds, that it's that particular type of Cotone Aster.
When we were out there in the back garden, and not only, you'd also a smaller holly tree there that didn't have a single berry on it. So that's obviously a male.
A male, yes.
Because hollies are either male or female.
Yeah.
And you need
to have
the two trees very close together if you want the lovely berries from
it. That's true, yeah.
So how long have you been feeding the birds here then?
Oh, I'd say since we moved in here in 1986, and I'm feeding them since then.
Yeah. And tell me one or two of the major changes you've seen in that time. So that's about 30-odd years.
In that time, I've seen a dramatic drop in the amount of blackbirds and thrushes. Very, very few thrushes.
Okay, and you're still feeding for them? You're putting out apples and things like that?
I'm putting out apples, for them, yeah.
Have you any ideas to why you think the numbers may have dropped?
I don't know.
Increase in population, or is it?
It's chemicals, it's way farming is done. But generally speaking, no, nobody has the real answer to it.
What
we know it's happening.
What do you think should be done? Have you any ideas to try and stop this loss of biodiversity?
Well, I think that everybody needs to do their little bit and, feed them.
Give us
help
an example.
Them out.
Right, feed them.
Feed them, yeah.
And help them out. How? How is to help them out?
Help them out, put up bird boxes.
Yeah.
We have a community garden across the road here, and we've loads of bird boxes as well as that. We've insect boxes. And
you find it works?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, finally, tell me, what's your... Look at that gorgeous goldfinch there. Isn't he beautiful there, just I'm looking at him? And there's three or four more just after arriving as well. And there's a chaffinch there as well. Look, just a male he's just got. Tell me your most favourite bird here in the garden. The one you like to see most every day.
I have to say, I love to see the robin.
Right.
And after that would be the goldfinch.
Well, I can tell you that...
Last year... Oh, yeah, that's one thing I forgot. Last year I had some yellowhammers in the garden.
Really? Yeah, they're a beautiful bird.
And they were just on the ground.
Yeah.
On the tarmac. It was most unusual.
And no, not here anymore?
No, we have a family across the road here, and couple of fields over, we have a pretty large group of yellowhammers.
Yeah. Of course, it's ideal country for it. Now look out there now. The traffic has actually stopped. There's not a single car now. When I came first
and
of all...
no noise.
No noise, yeah.
No noise,
but it doesn't seem
to
affect the birds.
No, they just come and go.
Yeah. Well, let's just sit back and enjoy these for a little while before I have to go, because it's really, really very soothing here.
Oh, that's lovely to hear.
And all you need to know about how to feed, what to feed and when to feed them can be found on our website, rte.ie/Mooney.